I stopped in front of a little church as I was passing by. The door was open, it was almost dark, and I heard a voice from inside. There a man was praying, and I remember his every word. And as I stood and listened closely, this is what I heard. He said, "Now, I don't want to be a bother, Lord, but I sure am feeling blue. Reckon you could change your schedule just a little bit and call me on home too. And I want to thank you especially, Lord, for sending her my way. Yes, sir, I know my thanks are just a little bit late because she was laid to rest today. And without her, Lord, I am so alone. I don't know what in the world I'm going to do. So if it's all the same to you, Lord, could you just call me on home too?" Then through the shadows, this old gentleman walked slowly down the steps, then feebly crossed the churchyard, leaning on his cane for help. And as he tried to kneel again, he fell across a grave so new. The Lord had heard his humble prayer and called him on home too. I often go back to that little church and kneel down and say a prayer. Then I place flowers on those two graves, 'cause he rests beside her there. And as I kneel to thank my God for the two best friends I ever had, my tears flow freely on those two graves, one my mother and the other my dad.